What about wood
rowboats? Yeah.
Huh?
Little rowboats, you know.
Uh-huh. What's a rowboat?
A canoe, too.
Shaped like? How? Is it pointed or flat? Mm-hmm.
Pointed in the front and flat across the back.
Uh-huh. What about other designs of boats? Like?
Oh, there's like the pontoon, too, you know. It's just a raft, like, with a inflated metal things in it. We saw that at the boat show, a pontoon. You could put
it. Different words that you've heard.
What is it?
People would call boats.
Pontoon is inflatable? Or?
Yeah, well, that's like from the war. Isn't that where they first had those? And I don't think they're inflated when you get them, but I don't think you deflate them, do you? They're mostly tank-like things. No.
Pontoon boat comes from the islands of Hawaii. They used them over there quite a bit. Pontoon was used during the war quite a bit too.
It would be a real cheap,
very cheap,
you know, constructed.
No, not well. Anymore. Nothing cheap anymore.
What about, do you ever hear of a skiff or a bateau? Piro?
John boats, stuff like that.
John boat and Piro. And bateau, that's all.
Piro, is that something they have down in New Orleans?
Louisiana. That's Cajun.
I've never heard that term.
I just heard that song.
Now, John boat is very, it's used up in my country.
Like, maybe Labor Day, or sometimes when the college kids are here, they will have a race, and the kids have to make these boat things. I mean, it can't be a boat. Maybe they can take logs, or maybe they take drums that oil has come in, or things like this, and rope them together, and have a race and see who can get to the finish line.
Which a bateau.
It's amazing the things that they come up with.
A bit of a dinghy,
like
one of those little boats on the big ship.
Yeah, they make rafts out of.
But that's a fairly common.
But your bateau and Piro, that's all Louisiana.
Uh-huh. What's the dinghy?
Dinghy is just a little rowboat like you have on a big, with a yacht, right?
Uh-huh.
What dinghy is a lifeboat, primarily.
Did you ever hear of a John boat?
No.
And say if a child was just learning to dress himself, the mother brings in the clothes and tells him,
put on your clothes.
Or she hands him the clothes and says, here.
Dress yourself?
Uh-huh. But you say, here's your clothes, or here are your clothes, or?
Oh, goodness. I'd say either one. I don't know.
Which sounds most natural, too?
Here's your clothes.
Okay. Say if you were taking a child to the dentist and he was scared, the dentist would say, you don't need to be scared, I.
Don't be afraid. I won't hurt you.
Okay. Do you ever use the word ain't? Ain't gonna hurt you?
Not very often. In fact, I get on to the children, you know, because some of their friends say that, and we always tell them that's improper English and they shouldn't use that word.
You never use it yourself?
No.
Occasionally, we all use it, I think.
I don't think I ever use that. Because I'm constantly getting on to Andrea for some of her friends saying that. I know they use it in songs, you know.
But
I don't like them to talk that way around the house. Because
perhaps you're right. You don't use it too often. I think I use it more than you do.
In school, you know, they're all very good students, and I tell them, oh, if you can make straight A's in your English in school, there's no reason for you to say ain't, you know, around the house.
And say if I ask you, was that you I saw in town yesterday? You might say, no, it
wasn't me, I guess.
Okay. And if a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, she'd take along a little square of cloth to use as a
sample.
And if she sees a dress she likes a lot, she'd say the dress is very
pretty.
Okay. Or another word she could use. It's just
beautiful.
Okay.